001, the second shiur on this tape. No, do you call it a tape? MP3 player is not a tape. Anyway, second file on this series of files since we started the latest series of files. Sif Yud Ches. Laila loves Mansitzes who, as we saw in the previous Sif, the previous Simon. But there's two ways that is understood. The Imut, it's excluded because of the Pasuk Mi Uri Isam also, as we just had, in Sif Aleph of Simon Yud Zayin. But that takes on two possible forms. Actually, three, four, but we'll see. There's two main sheetas. Night time is potter from tzitzis. If you're wearing PJs in the daytime and they happen to be four cornered, you have to put on tzitzis. It's day and night. According to the Rosh, something you wear at night is potter afilulov shel biyom. Uksusam miyuchad liyom ol yom vilayla, doesn't matter as long as it's miyuchad for yom also. Chayov afilalov shabalayla. Now, again, we explained yesterday, according to the Rosh, like, uksusam was bought there like a three cornered baggage. About the Ptur is Laila. The Ptur is at night, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. It's just that the Rosh holds that. Just like the Chiyuv Tzitzis is manifested on the Beged is Mechuyev and Tzitzis. So when the Torah says nighttime is potter from Tzitzis, it structured it, the Beged that you wear at nighttime. So even if you happen to be wearing the nighttime Beged in the day, the mitzvah is structured on the Beged. But of course the Ptur, if you want to talk about the Ptur is nighttime. It's just the Rosh holds, the Torah structured the Ptur with what you normally wear at night, even if you happen to be wearing it in the day. And what you normally wear in the day is Mechuyev, even if you happen to be wearing it at night. That's why it's still Zman Groma. There is a Shita, I believe a Shita Saran, that you taka need both. You need something that's Meyuchad Liyom, and you happen to be wearing it Biyom. Okay, but these are the two main cheaters. I go the Sofik Brachos Lahokal. Not a clear psak. How can they levara chalalalik shalovish biyom umiyuchat gam ken liyom? In other words, like here, someone took off their tzitzis the other day, the other night. So to put them back on, I don't know, like, because it's a Sofik Bracha. Let's say he took them off with intending not to put it back on. Then he decided to put it back on. So now, tzitzis is miyuchad liyom, right? We wear it during the daytime. Well, yom balayla is considered yom also. But now it was night, so according to the Rambam, he was potter. So these are the sfeikas that come up. To wear a talis at night, is totally in this machlokas. What do you make a bracha on that? Vachat filos arvis, avol bishadayin yomu in lavorech olav. Once you've davened ma'ariv, you don't make a bracha anymore on the tzitzis, on the talus, even if it happens to be daytime still outside. Because it's totally in that. Ma'ariv, like the new day. Uvalel Yom HaKippurim, when we make a bracha and we daven with the talis for Meir, but we make sure to put it on during the daytime and make a bracha on it in the daytime. Yisatei Vod Yom V'Yivarech Olav. Siv Beis, let's go right to, let's read the Siv Beis. Sdinim Sheets. Let's say you're Mechuyev in sheets. Your sheets four cornered, but you don't really wear it, but you cover yourself with it. So that's one reason why it might be potter from tzitzis, because you don't really wear it, it's on a beged. On the other hand, maybe it's enough if you cover yourself with it, if you drape yourself with it. but it's really miyuchad alayla. Sheet is called miyuchad alayla, unless chveis. Most people, unless you study, sleep during the day, it's what's called miyuchad alayla.
I say a person will have a bed in their office.
So then, you'd have one suffix. Then you'd have one suffix. And you use it during the day. Yeah. Name the same of Baruch Allah Tzitzis B'Shachar. So if Gimel says, Mashiach Ben Tchela Shabbat Adob and Shabbat, it's light enough that you can recognize between the Tchelas that presumably would be in the Tzitzis and the and Lava. Yesh omrim de mvorech ola v'chein noyagim. Because really, if we pass them like the Rosh, so you make a brach even if you put it on at night. Certainly from Alayso Shachar. But the Maisa, we don't make a brach until it's Mishayakir. Until it's that shear of what the Mechaber just said. Im lov shokodim l'kein k'rein b'slichas lo yivorech olav u'kshayor hayom yimash mishboi v'yivorech. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. V'mikom l'kom mut alot l'shus harabim b'lel Shabbos b'talos ha-matzitzes v'lo havin ma'asui. Why can you go out in your tzitzes at night according to the Rambam? Friday night you're carrying tzitzes because you're not doing the mitzvah now. It's night time according to the Rambam. Shame lo ya beged the tachshiteh. If it belongs on the beged, and normally the beged will chuyev in tzitzis. So it's no ya beged the tachshiteh. Lahokel. So we go, sofik brachas lahokel. And it's afkal in yom bracha, but also a little bit ksus shal laila biyom below tzitzis, because maybe you're mechuyev. Chen ksus shal yom belaila, because maybe you're mechuyev. Shem Sofik, and we come from there, that shats aloy vish talos belaila, let's say that shnich siva puts on a talos of mayir, vein tzorech, libdek at tzitzis, because he's not making a bracha, divon gain zeb, about the nuchalism, and chal cheskos, and shem mikvar, since he's not making a bracha. Gam ken liyoyim, pirish gam liyoyim, it's meyuchas liyoyim, and laila is like yoyim. Tafilu gam meyuchas liyoyim, because ken liyoyim levad. Tfilos Arvus, you don't make a bracha once you've davened Meir. Uvetanu Sivik Shalev Shem Talos B'Mincha Yosru Sa Talos Shadiyah Leboruchu. When you get up to Meir, take off the talos. You know, Dafka, don't wear a talos for Meir. Me'achad Da'achshav Eim Lev Shem Talos Alon Mitzvah Sitzes Emiya all of Yerok Hilu Soiva the Lilos Mansitsu. We call Makom Hashats Lufneha Omud, Emain Holech Bamalbusha Elion, Shankovat Atsiba Bakach Shita, the Loyosar Talos Mayom. Because really, the Chazan should not wear a talus at night, because people will come to think that there's a mitzvah sitzes at night. It looked like he's doing it with a mitzvah. If he doesn't have a jacket, doesn't have a little shell, you know, he should wear it out to cover the zebra, that's more important. That's an old, that we had that shayla before, that's a basic shayla. The common custom is not to, although really the bir halacha is not quite sure why. We learned on one bir halacha that doesn't quite understand why, since everybody's a shutaf in it, everybody has a share in it, so you should have to make a bracha. What? At night, you definitely do not make a bracha. Maybe we pass them like the Rosh, and like the Rambam, you don't make a bracha at night. Ublel Yom Kippurim. Chaloi v'lefnei ha-teva tzorech l'satev. Shmir ha-talis, in the daytime it means. V'lechem chamudas kosuv da'foyim v'kadosh yosan l'fnei ha-teva. They used to, I think, go to a special place in front of the... They didn't just say Kaddish, you know, they used to go up in front of the congregation. Yisadli and make over that Siva Vehim of Arachalov. It's not our minig, certainly not. Yisadli, if Lidam is Lamalachim, that's why we wear it on Yom Kippur. We wear a talis in Yom Kippur, Damas Lamalachim. Shemutafim Lufonim. That's why you're not taking it off a Meirah, even though you're making sure to put it on in the daytime, but you can still make a bracha. Even on Yom Kippur, Shuglo Yivarech, the Shem Halacha Kar Rambam. According to the Rambam.
The Taimai. Rabbi Betzit the likes of Yoim, Rakuris and Moisai.
Machma calls man Shanucha Lirats. Chaim Posuk Baal Dera Chachayim. Save him out there, primaries, Shemach Mimuse. Achim Zeg Guvul, Mustapik, him for Giabin Ashmoshus. There at the Bavada Yuchal of Varak, the Blavachi, that's what I said, Rotuk Shem Chaim Balaila. Kagrom of Vuyur, Mitzadid Gamkin, Lashit, Zuhay, and Shom. Also, we're about to have that once you've davened Ma'ariv, even if it's still daytime, you don't make a bracha. Even so, not like the Mogen Avraham. We're about to have not like the Mogen Avraham. So that's what he says. But you should listen to the Mogen Avraham. I call upon him. The Mogen Avraham holds you make a bracha. Even after Shkia, once it's still Urisam Osam. Urisam Osam. That's the Mogen Avraham. Some are machmer and say not. Then the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're not sure, you could certainly make a bracha. Remember, he says, many shittos hold you make a bracha on a Ksus Yom, even Belayla. Okay. I mean, he's about to say that you don't do it after Ma'ariv. Achatzilus Sarvis, you don't make a bracha anymore. So that Ramos definitely not like the Mogen Avraham. Okay. What about these sheets? So you don't make a bracha on them. So the Mishnah Berurah of cotton vav, of cotton ches rather. But they shake a tashmish and belayla ksus layla mikri. That's the main reason. It's ksus layla. Achlofizelo yipoter akloharosh. Truth be told, avol Rambam the ksus layla chayav biyoyim chayav. Yeshami loytam liftor because it's not malbush. Not just draping it over you. It's not even draping over you, it's just covering yourself with it. That's really the best thing to do. Make. I know there are people like that. It's a blanket, a sheet, they make one corner round. There's really a sfek sfeker, right? There's one suffix, it's like a ksus laila, can be punter anyway. Then, by the way, you should always make sure it has a shear. So if it has a shear, it's talus. It's a ksus laila. So you end up all these things against it. But the Mogen Avraham says that all not such good, you know, every reason has a counter reason. So maybe you should just make one corner round. Maybe Torah was Machayev Derech Halom. Maybe Beyomi Machayev Yom Ksus Laila. So make one corner round. Okay, Masham Midborah, they lach with Zerak Masad Nishal Tzemer. If it's wool, then mechuyim with your eyes, so make one corner round. If you're dealing with a wool sheet, a wool cover, so to go, can be so machmer like you want to be machmer, okay, it's enough if it's wool. I will always show pishton, I sure mean. What? Pishton, you're not supposed to be wearing anything. That's what he means. You're not supposed to be. We had. You're not supposed to be. Nowadays, you certainly can't wear a begat tzitzis pishtim. A begat tzitzis pishtim with a tzitzis pishtim. we paskin you shouldn't wear it in the very first sin. Ruchos sitzes, not the first one. Yes, siftes. Siftes evolve. Mishnebrus is cut and test. Mishiakrib was man the Mishir is Chavei Arugli Mekasas Berichu Karbamas Yakivenu. It's the same time. Yakrib and Chelos Lelovin Shabba is the same time as Yakir Chaveiro Barbamas. Amuskul Kama Mishimun Ches Gabi Kriyashma. Same Shir. Chay Noyagin. I am Bir Agra to make a bracha from Alois HaShachar. But the grow possible like Shulchan Aruch. No. We regard them because of the Mashal Dchuka, Mekal Anich, Alois HaShachar, Velech, and Garim, Boy, Boy, Okay, Kapolim, Chathil, Noko, Lachim, and Mahatim, and Lavorich. Achiyakar, but Chayel, Salova. Chayel, Nirad, Asal, Yo, Rabbo, but you have a Nirad, Afil, Bech, Chayel, Alois HaShachar, Yasal, Yavorich, Koshem, Alok, and Karosh, and Shem, Belay, Lachayov, and you were Yoytzeg. You don't make another bracha. You mashmesh boy, it's limited to teaching yourself, and you make a bracha when it gets light enough. One more simon. Let's learn simon yutes. We'll finish Shabbos. We'll start Hilchos Tefillin next week, believe me. If you have any friends that are interested, they can come and they'll start learning Hilchos Tefillin. What? It's just a way of making over, you're creating over Lasiyos, and that's all. It's like you're putting it on now. No. No. Also, just move it. You don't have to take it off of its place. What? What are you talking about? What case? I'm talking about, let's say you put on your tefillin before this man. Okay? You know, like tzitzit. So we had different contexts of the phrase Chaydus Gavru. Here it means only Mechuyiv if you're wearing it. Not Mechuyiv if it's in the drawer. We had it's not Chaydus Gavru that you don't have to go buy a four-cornered baguette. It's only if you have one that you're Mechuyiv to put on tzitzit. It's not a Chaydus Gavru to go out and do it. But it is a Chaydus Gavra in this sense of the word Lekula, that you don't have to put it on if it's in the drawer. It's only when you're wearing it that you're Mechuyiv. Pointed out a few weeks ago, but it's still Chaydus Mone in the sense that it's not a Chiv on the Gavra. It's the Beged requires the Tzitzis. Certainly the Mitzvah structure is something that the Beged requires. The person's Mechuyiv to put Tzitzis on the Beged. But it's the beggar that requires it. It's not like we said the gavra. It's certainly a chayvus mona. The tzitzis, the beggar requires tzitzis. Nor there's one mandiyama that says even if it's just sitting in the drawer, it requires tzitzis. And the other mandiyama holds it's not mechuyev unless you're wearing it. But certainly it's not just gavra related to put tzitzis on a. It's something that's required by the beged. The beged's missing something. It's an incomplete beged. So here he's talking about the only mechuyev once you put it on. She calls man shen loy v'shatalos potem mitzitzis. V'gichena mevarech al asiyos hatzitzis. Shein mitzvah ala b'levishasa. You're not doing a mitzvah when you just put on the tzitzis onto the beged. Tzitzis chayvus gavru v'lo chayvus mona ein le'elsim is the science of cotton hay mashik sabti sham. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains, the two phrases of chayvus gavru, not chayvus gavru. They mean two different things. Put them in tzitzis if you don't wear the beged. Abu Gav d'chsiv also lehem tzitzis al kanfei d'gdeyem. The Gomukom sounds like you don't have to be wearing it.
So you don't make a bracha la siyat satzitzes the tzolim beitz atzolosim ba'abegar ala akar kach shemisatei poi borech lehisatei the nitzgu akar shaloyiv shoy tzorech lefoshtoy v'laz at v'itzitzes l'vorech shalchoy z'vloyiv shoy at shaloyiv shoy teikev ela b'lubi shalsoy v'adim b'mezuzet kemul chay v'sadori in l'vorech la mezuzet rak shu nichlas v'lodr b'bayis teikev v'miyad dozu mamish dum yudatifo eshek v'ardorba but you don't put up the mezuzet if you're not living there yet. What about if you're using it for storage already for your suitcases? Good achrayna shushayla. L'maisen enoyeg yes to. If it's the storage that precedes your coming, if you put stuff to an apartment a month before and it's still empty, you're just storing there, then they know. But if you're moving in tomorrow, Wednesday and Tuesday, you bring stuff over already. And they tell you to make a bracha Tuesday. What? Yeah. If that's what it means, fine. Well, you were in a different house. So you were just bringing your stuff over early. I still say that's the criteria. When you feel like you moved here, this is your house. I don't know. You tell me. Would you say it? I think most people would not. I think it depends where they're moving from. If they're moving from America and they came here and they put their stuff in their apartment, they went to sleep that night in the hotel because. So they say, "Where do you live?" They say, "Here, I moved." But if you live in Harnof and you're just trying to make you're trying not to have to hire a mover, you're trying to bring stuff over little by little. So then, until you sleep there, you don't consider yourself to have moved there. Potur, if you made tachrichen, a talis of tachrichen, and then you happen to wear it without getting too spooked out, so you potur from tzitzis. Now, achrein a maski, that's only like the rush. That ksus laila is potter filo biyom. So this is like a ksus laila, it's a ksus meis, it's potter from tzitzis. Shrei meis potter mi mitzis. Avol das a rambam, the mechayv ksus laila biyom. So here also, he has to wear tzitzis. But here he says lo yavorek. He's not quite sure of the story. Oh, sorry. No, he just says, "Lo yivar," because you're not sure who you're positive, Mike. So, nachamo. So he extrapolates. That's what I told you before. The Rosh is not saying a vartinksus laila. The Rosh is saying a yasayid in the structure of the mitzvah sitzis. That when the Torah talked about pturim and chiyuvim, it was structured as per the beged, not as per the gavra. That's why the Mishnah Berurah extrapolates the tachrichen. He says, according to the Rosh, so it's always potter. Because the Torah structured the p'tur on the beged. The beged is a beged mace, it's potter. How you happen to be wearing it, it doesn't matter. Like the Rambam, we look at you. Just like by shatnez, if you try to emphasize the ma'aser oilam's makel, so no tzitzis either. In modi shoshen lavav zeis hamerkes, to avoid taxes, what you're wearing, you don't charge your taxes on. Maybe it's mechleiv and tzitzis. Then you have a kastir and kalayim also. What? What? Okay, we'll start. Tell your friends. We'll start Hilchos Tefillin Sunday night. Tell all your friends. Maybe nobody wears tzitzis, but tefillin they wear. Tzitzis, they know the halachas. Tefillin, though. Okay.